second news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 23, Pretoria Anthony 24, Rustenburg 26 degrees.
Got heavy queuing traffic on the N3 northbound because of the crash at Linksfield Road, plus more queuing traffic N12 R24 westbound, particularly towards the N3 north ramp at Galoolies.
We start at the Lanasia Magistrates Court, where bail proceedings against three men arrested in connection with the murder of Rand Water executive Teboho Tshwale has been postponed to June. The trio face murder charges relating to the brazen shooting that claimed the lives of Tshwale and his bodyguard in January this year. Tshwale was shot multiple times at a Rand Water school shoes donation event. A fourth suspect was later arrested in March after he was found in the suspected murder weapon. The case will resume in court on the 13th of May. The presidency has disputed allegations that the state security agency has been targeting SABC head of news Moshweshwe Monare ahead of the elections. This comes after a report by the City Press alleged that the agency had sought to subject Monare to another round of vetting 2 years after he assumed office. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says Monare is not the only executive at the state broadcaster going through the vetting process.
The presidency is also informed that the new SABC group chief executive, Ms. Nomsa Chabeli, is currently going through the same vetting process, and that the current board of directors of the SABC went through a similar vetting process.
Public Service and Administration Minister Noqolo Kivett has meanwhile revealed that 158 civil servants in national government received a total of 21.8 million rand in pay while on suspension between 2019 and this year. She was responding to a parliamentary reply. Furthermore, 237 suspended officials in provincial governments received a total of 107 million rand. DA leader John Steenhuisen says should his party win the election in the northwest, they will place the Motlatsana municipality under administration. The troubled municipality is experiencing service delivery challenges, with the mayor and chief financial officer of the municipality having been accused of corruption. Steenhuisen led a door-to-door campaign in Klerksdorp today.
When the water goes off, when the electricity doesn't work, when the licensing department can only license 12 vehicles in a day, that is not a municipality that's on top of things. And it sends a message. They don't care.
And finally, South African Airways has resumed its Johannesburg to Perth flights, making its return across the Indian Ocean post the COVID-19 pandemic. The flights will connect 40,000 more passengers per year in each direction between Perth and Johannesburg. The 9.5-hour flights will operate 3 times a week, with flights from Johannesburg departing Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays, and flights from Perth will take off on Mondays, Wednesdays and Saturdays. I'm Chanel September. More news in Afrikaans at 2.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well, waking up without